This is Akashwani. The news read by Punita Bakshe. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today launched Mission Mausam to make the country a weather-ready and climate-smart nation. The launch took place during the celebrations of the 150th Foundation Day of the India Meteorological Department, IMD, at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said that Mission Mausam is a testament to India's commitment to building a sustainable and future-ready nation.
Mausam Vibhag ki vishwasnita bhi pehle se kahi zyada badi hai. Bhavishy mein Bharat मौसम की हर परिस्थिति के लिए तैयार रहे भारत एक क्लाइमेट स्मार्ट राष्ट्र बने इसके लिए हमने मिशन मौसम भी लॉन्च किया है मिशन मौसम सस्टेनेबल फ्यूचर और फ्यूचर रेडीनेस को लेकर भारत की प्रतिबद्धता का भी प्रतीक है
Mr. Modi praised the IMD's 150-year journey, describing it as a glorious chapter of modern science and technology in the country. Addressing the event, Union Minister of State for Earth Sciences, Dr. Jitendra Singh, emphasized the significant advancements in India's weather forecasting capabilities. He noted that there has been a 50% improvement in forecast accuracy over the last decade. Prime Minister Narendra Modi released a commemorative coin to mark the 150 years of IMD. He also released the IMD Vision 2047 document for weather resilience and climate change adaptation. The festivals of Makar Sankranti, Pongal, Bihu and Uttarayan are being celebrated with great traditional fervour across the country today. The festivals are celebrated to mark the auspicious occasion of the sun moving into the zodiac sign of Capricorn. On the occasion, people take holy dips in sacred rivers, cook traditional food, share it with friends and family, and do charity as a gratitude. In Gujarat and other parts of western India, it is also celebrated as the festival of kites. President, Vice President and Prime Minister have greeted people on the occasion. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said these festivals will bring success and happiness in everyone's lives and further the spirit of happiness and togetherness. Over 1.60 crore people have taken the holy dip till 12 noon today at Triveni Sangam during the Makar Sankranti Amrit Snan of Mahakumbh in Prayagraj. The rituals are going on smoothly. Millions of devotees and saints are attending the Amrit Snan. After the holy dip, devotees performed rituals and offered prayers at the ghats. Upholding tradition, they also engaged in charity, deepening the festival's sanctity. People also participated in the Ganga Aarti in large numbers this morning. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has highlighted India's rising global stature and its unique ability to navigate a polarized world while providing meaningful assistance during challenging times. Addressing the Indian diaspora in Spain, he emphasized India's approach of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas and Sabka Vishwas on the global stage. The President of Singapore, Tharman Shanmugaratnam, will be on a 5-day visit to India from today. He will be accompanied by a high-level delegation, including ministers, MPs and officials. This will be his first visit to India as the President of Singapore. In the US, more than 92,000 people remain under mandatory evacuation orders and another 89,000 are under evacuation warnings due to the Los Angeles wildfires. At least 25 people have died and more than a dozen others remain unaccounted for as multiple wildfires rage across the area. The Indian women's team is set to face South Korea in their opening match of the Khokho World Cup 2025 this evening at the Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium in New Delhi. Meanwhile, the Indian men's team will compete against Brazil later tonight. The match is scheduled to begin at 8:15 p.m. at the same venue. And that is the end of this news bulletin.